Day 47. Today's reading comes from Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. I'll be reading from the Christian Standard Bible, which titles this section, The Source of Life. Then he showed me the river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the city's main street. The tree of life was on each side of the river, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree are for healing the nations, and there will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more. People will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, because the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. The story of God's redemptive work reaches its conclusion in Revelation 22, verses 1 through 5. We are given a final, powerful glimpse of eternity, not as a mere restoration of Eden, but as a glorious transformation. The central theme of this passage is life, and it flows from the very throne of God and the Lamb. The vision begins with John seeing a pure river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne. This is a deliberate echo of Genesis. In Eden, a river flowed out to water the garden, but here, the river originates from God's throne itself. This signifies that life in this new creation is not just a gift from God, it flows directly from His presence. It is a constant, unending source of vitality that sustains all things. On either side of this river stands the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, one for each month. Its leaves are for the healing of the nations. This image is a profound reversal of the curse from Genesis 3. In the Garden of Eden, access to the tree of life was blocked after humanity's sin, but now it is fully accessible, producing a constant harvest. The 12 kinds of fruit speak to the unending, abundant provision from God, and the leaves for healing signify that all the brokenness, suffering, and division caused by sin are completely undone. The need for healing is a distant memory. In this transformed reality, there is no longer any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. The distance and separation that defined our earthly existence are gone. This is more than a restored relationship. It is a permanent, intimate dwelling with God. There will be no night, no need for lamps or sunlight, because the Lord God will give them light. The very presence of God illuminates all. This final vision of eternity is not a return to a fragile, pre-fall innocence. It is a triumphant march into a new, secure reality where life reigns supreme. The promise is not simply that things will be like they were, but that they will be new and better than we can imagine, with a life that is full, constant, and flowing directly from our Creator. Let's pray. Lord, help me to live in view of this eternal reality. May the promise of your presence and the constant flow of life from your throne be my greatest hope. Anchor me to this truth, so that I may find strength and purpose in your love and presence, today and for all eternity. Amen.